Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Thanks for tuning in to Midweek Jam with Rhonda and Jules. We are helping dental assistants get over the hump of the week Wednesday. Jules and I have been dental assisting for a long time. We may not be experts, but we sure are old. What we're doing is we're going online. We're finding that some dental assistants are running into humps with their team, with their dentist, with the career field. We are dissecting them, pulling out those pearls, and helping you get over the hump of the week Wednesday.
Humpiest days in the last day of September.
Wait. I didn't hit record. Good morning, Miss Jules. How are you? We're not even going to edit this out because this is our hump day so far.
It's the hump day. We're humping day. It's the humpiest day of September. It's the last hump day of September. And it is fall weather and it's colder than whatever outside.
Yeah, we're starting to get a little chippy here too. I think it's time to say goodbye to my flowers. Like, they're all like suffering out in the frost.
I feel like I have menopause because one minute I'm hot, next minute I'm cold. I got the heater on in the car, the heater off in the car. My buns are warm, my buns are not warm. So I can't keep track.
We have snow on the forecast for Saturday.
Oh, wow. Send me pictures.
Oh, yeah.
I'll rub it in your face. November. Yeah, right? Oh, lots of good happening. So what's happening in your end of the world this week?
A whole bunch of stuff. Like, I'm the PTO president for my kids' school. So last night we had open house, which I get to run the PTO table. So basically, I welcome people as they walk into the school. And it's hilarious because I'm like, you guys, this is a real life ClickFunnel. And of course, that grabs their attention, right? I was like, and so I had this paper printed out and it says, win your kiddo a chance to spin the wheel for trivia prizes. First, sign up for an event. So I had every single event for the whole year with sign-up sheets. So the mom or dad or grandma or grandpa, whoever, had to volunteer for an event. And then their child was able to play this trivia board that I put together. And then if they got the question right, then they would get a prize. And I was like, you know what? This is what ClickFunnels are. I mean, honestly, like I'm going to bait you in here. You're going to sign up for something, i.e. give your email. And then you may get a prize or you may not. It just kind of keeps you in the zone. So that was fun. That was my fourth year doing the trivia board. So they get to spin a wheel. I think it works. I mean, at least all of my sheets had 4 or 5 volunteers per event.
Good. So. We need to volunteer. They have to have more. I mean, these functions don't run on, you know, fumes. And they don't run by themselves. So you have to have volunteers.
Yeah. And especially if it's your kid's school, like if anybody's going to be invested in it, it's going to be the parents.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
So that was really good. And then, so here's what we did. So at our last, I know this is not dental assisting. I'm so sorry. I'm hijacking this. But at our last PTO meeting, one of the teachers said, that she was having to take money out of her paycheck to buy supplies for the classroom.
Yikes.
Yes, these guys make just about, you know, about what we make, but a little bit more because they work more hours. But I couldn't think of like the idea that the teachers were actually paying money out of their pocket. So
a lot of teachers do.
They do. And you're married to one, so you know. Mm-hmm. So this year we decided to make a petty cash fund for the teachers.
Awesome.
Oh, I'm so excited. So I printed out these little, it looks like cash, right? I printed it on green paper and it says petty cash, good for $100 reimbursed to classroom expenses. And so last night, me and one of the other officers, we went and handed out all the PTO cash. And we're like, all you got to do is staple the receipt, whatever you spend out of your pocket to go towards this class, we will reimburse you through the PTO.
That's awesome.
It was cool. I mean, everyone.
That's a great idea.
One teacher almost started crying. Like, they all gave us hugs. I'm like, nobody's gone out of their way to just think about the teachers. Like, these little, I mean, it was $100, really, out of a whole year.
Lower, poorer income, you know, income areas and stuff like that, that are,
yeah,
you know, yeah, it's hard.
Yeah. And so
I know my husband, when he was teaching, he would spend money of his own on and supplies and stuff like that, which is, he just wanted a certain type of something other, and he would just go buy it, you know? Yeah. I mean, when we have a very, and he had a very kind of well-off district, but still, I'm like, dude, that's your income you're spending on your students. But he enjoyed it. And I mean, he would throw parties, and that all stuff would be out of his pocket.
Yep.
So it's crazy. Can you imagine if us dental assistants had to buy our supplies for our doctor to keep our offices running?
Here, let me get you a flowable. How much is that again? No, pass.
I have been into offices where the assistants have been like, oh, I buy my own PPE and gloves and stuff. And I'm like, excuse me? Like, no, you are not to be buying that stuff. That is to be provided. But, you know, just saying, like, if we had to buy our own HV suction tips, you know?
You wouldn't drop them as much. That's for damn sure.
This is true. This is true.
You know, there's some to be said about certain items. I don't think it's reasonable for dental assistants to have to buy anything that's, you know, it's not, you know, it's somebody else's business. So they should provide that. But I do see, understand, like, I want every dental assistant to see the value in stuff. So then less likely to throw it away. You're less likely to drop it or not maintain it properly. Like, if it was something that you bought out of your pocket, you have a totally different value system for that said product.
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely. Absolutely.
I did buy crowns once. Not like tooth crowns. So it was, I worked for this doctor and he was super like chill. And, so I went on like one of these party supply store things and I got these paper crowns, you know, kind of like you get at Burger King.
Right.
And I put them in my op. So every time I would deliver a crown, I would put these little hats together and make them walk to the front desk with a crown on their head.
Oh my gosh. That's
and I'm hilarious. Like, look who just got crowned. And this is before social media. Do you imagine? I could have made a killing at, you know, posting that stuff.
No kidding. No kidding, right?
But I figured, you know what? These people just spent a grand on a tooth. They deserve to have some attention.
That's right.
You know, because they cared enough not to pull it. And that's a big deal.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, so you got a post for us, Miss Jewel?
I do. I can go first. Let's see. All right. So this post comes from the Dental Assistants Worldwide group, and it says, I work in a small office. It's just the four of us. I've always answered the phone when I can, but my front desk expects me to pause when I'm with a patient, answer the phone. Like, what do you want from me? I think it's rude to stop what I'm doing, remove my gloves, answer the phones, put them on hold, and then to wash back up and pick up where I left off. So my thoughts on this is it's not okay because it's holding up her. I feel like she should answer the phone only when she can. And first of all, you have to remove all your PPE, your mask, your gloves, your goggles, and your lab coat should not be any non-clinical area because nobody wants those germs anywhere. And then, you know, she has to put all that stuff back on. So I do see it's a time suck sometimes to be doing that. But why can't they have a system like we used to? If it rang twice, it would roll over and say, hello, thank you for calling blah, blah, blah's office. We are currently assisting other patients. Please leave your name and your number and a brief message, and we will return your call shortly. Thank you for your patience.
Yeah.
And then, or how about, excuse me, can you hold for a second while I grab the other line? You answer, hello, thank you for calling so-and-so's. May I ask who's calling? Oh, thank you. Can I put you on hold for a second? I'm with someone else. I mean, people know they've been to your office that you're short, you know, you only have one person up front. You only have one assistant. You only have one hygienist. So, I mean, if the phones are ringing that busy, maybe they can either hire somebody, but I don't think it's okay for them if you're with a patient to leave that patient.
Yeah, because then you mess up the quality of care of that appointment.
It's bad customer service. I mean, you don't go to, you know, Disney and you have a person helping you and all of a sudden they see someone else need help and they say, hold on a second, can I help that person now? Hell no. That Disney person is going to give you undivided attention for 5 minutes until you're done doing what you need to do, and then they're going to move on to the next person.
Yep. Yeah, it's true. I mean, I know they say that if it's a new patient and they call and don't get an answer on their first attempt, a lot of times they'll go down Google and pick the next dentist.
Yeah, you know? I half believe that and I half not believe that, but I don't know. I'm not a big fan of thinking, oh, they're going to go to the next piece. They want your services. They want your services. If they don't, they weren't the right fit anyways.
That's true. But yeah, multitasking and the admin form, like I mean, that should be something that everybody should be trained on.
Well, and the thing is if you're on the phone with an insurance company or another patient or whoever you're on the phone with, all you have to do is say, hey, excuse me, can you hold for a second while I just answer this next call? Or like I said, have it automatically roll after two rings. It rolls over to, you know, a customer, you know, a recording and you give it. Nowadays, though, we have caller ID, right?
Oh, yeah. We use that. Oh, day. Yeah, we use
that. So we can always see the missed call and who it was. And we can either, one, if they're not in our database, obviously our new patient, but two, we can come up and say, hey, this is Julie from so-and-so's office. I just noticed you called our practice. Is there something I can help you with? Sorry, I missed your call.
And there's softwares too, right? There's like, is that Coughforce that does the answering for you? I mean, like there's a lot
even dental companies that'll answer your phone for you.
Yeah. Yeah. There's no reason
a live person.
She should be stopping in the middle of treatment to answer a phone.
No. Well, especially with a patient. Now, if she was wiping down her room, that's one thing, but I don't think we should ever interrupt the patient when we're to attend to something else, because I feel like they feel like we're not as important as that phone call.
Yep.
Well, that's just my two cents.
Yeah. And it's just like you're saying, the Disney experience, everybody should strive for that. Mm-hmm. No matter what.
And our hygienist, they have cordless phones in their rooms because like I said, Cassie is the only one up front. I might be in sterilization. I might be in back helping the doctor and his assistant. I might be doing something else. So if the phone rings and I can't get to it and the hygienists are free, they're not with patients, they will pick up the cordless phone in their room and answer it.
Yep. So there's always a fail safe.
Yep, there is. But they know not to answer it if they're with patients, you know, because that the patient is our focus.
Yep. Oh. Yeah, there are all these moving parts in the dental office. I mean, I'm sure every industry has it, but I mean, that's a valid point. Like, you're disrupting patient care to answer a phone, you know, that would suck. I would not, I'd be upset.
And maybe they're at the point where they need an extra hand in the office. Flow facilitator, I call them.
Ooh, I like
the flow facilitator.
We had one of those.
Facilitate. I don't like Rover because we're not dogs. I don't like floater because I sure the hell don't float. But I call it the flow facilitator. We're going to facilitate the flow throughout the office. That one person that can multitask to the extreme.
Yep.
So what's your post?
Oh, okay. I'm going to find it. Okay. So technically it's not a post. Well, okay. It's still a post. So it's out of the Dental Assistants Worldwide group, but it's one where it's just like the background color and then words.
Okay.
So bear with me. I'm going to try not to screw this up. When there is no consequence for poor work ethic and no reward for good work ethic, there is no motivation.
Mm-hmm.
That is so true. Like if you do a shitty job, but nobody comes at you and says, hey, you can do better, then your give a damn doesn't work. And then you put your blood, sweat, tears, heart, and soul into something for doing a good job and nobody recognizes it, then your give a damn's broken too. So I love that. So that's where that leader thing comes in.
Yeah. Read that a quote again.
Okay. When there is no consequence for poor work ethic and no reward for good work ethic, there is no motivation.
True. Very true. And I think it can stem from any position in the dental office. not just as dental assistants, but if your doctor, because leader, I truly believe leadership starts from the top, right? They are, should set the example and the tone for the practice. Yeah, if he lacks correcting you or helping you be better, why would you want to be?
Yep.
And if you are awesome and he doesn't reward you, why would you want to continue to be?
Yep. And it's so,
true.
So let's role play, Jules. So if you are a dentist who I work for, mm-hmm. and I constantly screw up, but there's no repercussions, what do you think I'm going to keep doing as a dental assistant?
One, you're going to keep making my ass miserable because mm-hmm. I'm trying to get through procedures. Two, you're a reflection of me. So you're just going to keep doing the same things over. And then you're going to leave my practice and you're going to go work at another practice. And it's, that practice is going to not keep you because they have higher standards. And then you're going to come back because I didn't foster you enough.
Okay. And then what are you going to do if you're my dentist and I work my butt off? Like I'm staying up on like to midnight on Saturdays, making sure that I get the checklist done, or, you know, I'm trying to develop new systems in the office, but you don't recognize that.
I recognize it or I don't recognize
it. You don't. So like they're saying, if you do a good job, but nobody, there's no feedback. Like if you work so hard, so you're mm-hmm. my dentist, I've worked my butt off and you have yet to even acknowledge it.
And I'm going to realize that you're going to end up and leave. You're going to find an office that values you and you're going to take all, and then I'm going to have to hire a new person that might not be as awesome as you and realize that I should have seen how awesome you were.
Yeah. And so, okay, let's say there's a dental assistant right now listening to us talk because they're awesome and we love you. But what if you work for a dentist who doesn't do either? It doesn't reprimand you, doesn't reward you, doesn't compliment you, doesn't motivate you. How do you change that mindset on the dentist? Is there a way, like what would your strategy be if you wanted this result from your boss who doesn't necessarily have those characteristics in their personality?
So I think the best thing that the assistant can do is start complimenting them on how things went, or the opposite, how things didn't go. So, hey, that was an awesome procedure. We got through it really quick. Good job. High five. Hey, that didn't go as well. What can we do better? So I think if you start generating the conversations that lead into maybe more production or more recognition, I think it's going to rub off on them like, whoa, you know, it'll eventually rub off.
Yeah. No, I agree. I mean, I think it's like the whole idea of like, you know, if you set the tone, and I've said this before, DAs, we have the power to set the tone in the office. And if we make the standard higher, then those around us are going to want to do it too. And I do it with my docs, you know, when they do a good job, I'm going to be the first one to compliment them over top of that patient. Wow, doc, I can't believe that contact looks amazing. The patients hear it, the doctor hears it. Like, it's just a validation. And I think it's super important that we all try and highlight the good stuff, you know? I really think that makes a great team and a great patient experience. I really do.
Yes, I do too. And I think, like I said, I think, and I still believe that we can change the culture. And I don't really like using culture because everybody uses it, but the mood, the experience, the feelings, the recognition, I think we can change it in the practice, whether it's with the hygienist who's bumpy and grumpy all the time and just saying, hey, you know what? That was great. You know, let me help you. Or, you know, do you need anything? Or the front office, you know, hey, you know, awesome getting that patient scheduled, or any positivity that you can change and revert, I think is a great situation. You know, yeah. Especially with your doctor, like if he does nothing, he's monotone, right? He doesn't correct you when you've done crap wrong, and he doesn't reward you when you've done crap right, then I think you can be the game changer in that, and just start, you know, generating conversation with him like, oh, that was a nice impression. I wish I could do an impression mm-hmm. that great. Can you show me? And then I can take it the next time and alleviate you of all that stuff. You know, hey, that, you know, crown seated nice, or the lab, you know, oh, that was, you know, the lab screwed up. What can we do better? You know, so these things have to be talked about, and you have to start the conversation. And don't be afraid. What are they going to fault you for if you compliment them?
No, the answer is
no. The answer is no, right? So I would, you know, start the conversation. That's what we need to do. We need to speak up.
Yes. Find your voice.
And you don't want to do it in a way that they're going to be angry with you, but you can do it in a fun, lightning way. Like yesterday, I don't know how it happened. I don't know if it was me or if it was Kim, the other assistant, but a stent got lost to place an implant. We'd already placed the implant, and we save the stents until we know that they're good. Then we throw them out.
Right.
And I remember sterilizing it, and I remember putting it in the bag and putting it by the computer, but I don't know what happened to it after that. So, and it's probably my fault, because I probably should have put it back in the guy's bin with all the implant parts, because I'm the one that will, you know, do the implant. So we didn't have the stent yesterday, you know, and I said, oh, you know, next time I'll take care of it from start to finish. I won't rely on somebody else. I had to own my own mistake, you know.
Right.
It was my fault for thinking someone else would just put it where it needed to be, and it didn't get there. So.
Yeah, that happens all the time. That's why I like having designated people for certain things. Like, I'm the airway person in the office, so I monitor all of our, you know, our custom appliances and stuff right. like that is in the back. Like, Carrie does all the implant ordering parts and stuff like that. Like, there's certain things that, you know, in order to track properly, you need to have a person in charge, PIC.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. And then, you know, if you did leave it on the counter, the other dental assistant would know, hey, oh, this is Jules. I got to tell her. No, I'm not going to touch it. She's going to be the one that puts it, you know, because this is her baby.
Mm-hmm.
The one that loses it for her.
Well, the thing is unless you're the only assistant, we can't do it all. But if we have other people to help us, then find a system that works for you so that you are not the only one that everything is relying on the shoulders. But again, guess what it starts with? Conversation and mm-hmm. communication. So I don't think we should ever feel intimidated that we can't talk to our coworkers or support them, or, you know, like yesterday, did I tell you about the floor?
Yeah, I saw your text. Oh, heartbreaking.
Oh, dude. So we had new floors installed in our practice, and they're vinyl click and lock, and they're super nice. They look like you're at a beach. They're really nice. And yesterday, my hygienist, who I love, I call her Princess, she's just so funny. And she came to me and she's like, you know, my floor looks really dirty. I said, you know what? I noticed that. I'm like, we do have a cleaning lady, right? She's like, yeah, we do. So I said, well, let me check. She goes, my wheels on my chair, my clinical chair, like have this mud on them. And I'm like, all right. So I said, well, let me clean off the wheels. So here I am. I get the green Mr. Clean stuff out and I tip the chair down. And I get a bucket and I'm soaking the wheels and all the dirt and stuff. And I got a wire brush. I'm cleaning it. So I get all the wheels clean. And I got some water on the floor. So I'm starting to wipe up the water and then I clean up the floor. So I get to one area and I noticed there was like a little drop of water and it was clear. And the water I've been using was dirty and green. And so I just went to wipe it. Well, when I wiped it, a whole bunch, as I pressed on the vinyl, like, it was like a seam, all this water came out. And I was like, what the heck? So I started pressing around in all this water. And Sarah's like, you know, when we had the chairs put back, I told you there was a small leak, but we could never find it again. It like, we went away. And I'm like, oh my God, it must be leaking between the old vinyl flooring. That was like a one piece, you know, vinyl, old vinyl. And the new click and lock. So now I'm like, oh my God, thank God it's vinyl, because had it been something else, it would have expanded and get ruined. So I had to find the leak. I found the leak. It was underneath the chair. There was a cracked like little tubing and it was slowly dripping. So the guy's coming today to fix it. And I think we're going to have to call the people. And I ripped up a whole section to see if we could dry it out. And I think it'll dry, but I don't want any moisture or mold in between the two layers. You know what I mean? You know, I don't want anybody to get sick or anything.
So
it was rust on her wheels. Like, is that what was happening because of the water?
They are. No, I think what it was is that there was a little bit of water on the floor, and it was the wheels were picking up any dirt and causing mud.
Wow.
So the wheels were getting wet from, you know, running, you know, she swoops around her chair. So when she swooped where there was water, it was coming up from the seam, but it was going on the wheels. And then if there was dirt on the floor from, you know, we're out in farm country, so there's sometimes people have like dirt.
Right.
It was causing like this mud on the wheels. It wasn't oil because it came right off. It was like a mud mixture. Like I'd taken her out in the yard and pushed her around in the yard in her chair.
Oh. That's so sad. And, you know, I'm so glad that you found it. I mean, see, this is the thing. That's what a DA does. Like, you're the mechanic, you're the assistant, you're the, you know, the shopper. Like, you have all these hats. And equipment maintenance is one of them, right? And it just doesn't, it's not narrowed down to just your chair. You know, it's the whole inventory.
Yeah, and you know, but I'm thankful that I decided to clean the chair because then we found the issue with the floor because, you know, Sarah's like, you know, I noticed water like under my cuspidor. And she goes, I just thought it was like patient missed the bowl or something, but it was clear. And she goes, then I noticed water over here. So it must've been like, if she walked somewhere, the water would squish out the seams and just cause like a little pool of it. So she would just wipe up because I wouldn't think of anything. So we shall see. So they're coming out today to fix it. And I sent a picture to our repair guy and said, this is what needs to be fixed. So,
yeah.
But again, it's communication.
Yes. And always scan your surroundings. If something is going wrong and you have this inclination that there's something going wrong, investigate. Because the minute you turn that blind eye or you're like, oh, this could be somebody else's problem, is when you could have saved the day, just like you did.
Yep.
Ignorance absolutely. Is not bliss, especially when it comes to repairs in your office.
No, absolutely. I mean, the fact is, you know, it's, I don't know. What do you call it? It's, I don't know. It's disheartening to me when, you know, you see dental assistants ignoring things or their doctors ignoring things that dental assistants want or need.
Yeah.
So you can't ignore these things.
No. Hey, so, you want to end off with something funny?
Yeah.
Okay. So yesterday I told you my doc's awesome, right? Cause she was a dental assistant turned hygienist turned dentist. So she gets me, right? Well, yesterday she has me come in for a hygiene check. And she's like, Rhonda, oh, you know, wouldn't this patient be a great video testimony on our sleep program? I was like, oh, that'd be great. And so the patient looks at me. She's like, well, what do I need to do? I said, well, you just do like a little video testimony on how your dentist made you sleep better. Like I'm trying to use like the most basic vernacular possible. And she's like, well, who would see it? I said, oh, just me and like a million of my friends. She's like, well, where would you put it? I said, probably everywhere, social media, our website, you know, because I'm the marketing manager. So I'm like, I would literally put this video testimony everywhere because she's like one of our, you know, the dream cases. You know, they didn't know they had an airway disorder. We got them through the protocol. She's in an appliance. She's doing tongue posture. And so she's like, okay, I'll do it for you, Rhonda. Because I was with her the whole process, you know. Mm-hmm. And so I paint her varnish on and then I sit her up and I'm like, so I was like, it's just my phone, no fancy cameras. So I close the blinds and I'm like, okay. And then I just help guide her through the video testimony. I just asked, mm-hmm. you know, like, how did you know you had an airway disorder? Did you know that your dentist could help the quality of your life improve? I'm like, what have you noticed now that you're sleeping better because you can breathe now? And so she went on to answer the questions. And she was super nervous, right? And so at the end, I'm like, you did such a great job. Oh, crap. I forgot to hit record. She was like, oh. I was like, no, I'm just kidding. I got it. But it was so seamless. I'm like, dude, I should do stand-up. And that's why I told the girls at the front desk.
I stand up in my off time when I have about 5 more minutes of my life.
It was so seamless because I knew she was so nervous about it. And I was like, oh, crap. I forgot to hit record.
That's too funny.
But it
patient
was
testimonials are important, people.
They, oh, you guys, literally, like, and it's a team effort. You know, I don't just roll in. I mean, you got to feel the situation, especially if you have a doctor or a hygienist who's talking to a patient and they say, I can't believe how great my teeth look. They buzz me in. Rhonda, come here. You got to hear this. And then it's my turn to, you know, basically trying to get the accept the patient to do a video testimony.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Because, you know, good news doesn't travel as fast as bad news, guys. So we
got
to overdo the good stuff, especially when it comes to our industry. Nobody likes us anyways.
Oh, wow. I hope all you amazing dental assistants have a great hump day out there.
Happy hump day, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Oh, I've got one more thing. Okay, so if you're listening to this episode as it's released, today is officially September 25th. No, I'm kidding. I'm not kidding because it actually is, but it's One Hit Wonder Day.
Ooh, One Hit Wonder Day.
Isn't that cool? Like if you're doing social media or you have something to mention to your patients today, if you're listening to this on the way to work, like, you know, they have a day for everything, but I thought it was interesting that it's a one hit wonder. So you're only allowed to praise the ones that had just the one song. What is that one guy? He did like the whole song with his mouth.
Huh?
Yeah. Like he had no instruments. Oh, it's killing me. I can see the video on MTV. He's sitting in the chair and he's snapping his fingers.
Oh, don't worry. Be happy.
Yes. That one.
That came out before you were born, lady.
I watched it on MTV.
Don't forget, we are live streaming our Dental Assistant National Conference for 16 CE. So we're live streaming. You can go check out the Dental Assistant National Conference Facebook page and sign up if you want to get this year. But we want you there next year. But you can at least join in live streamed.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely amazing because I know a lot of dental assistants that just can't make it. But they deserve access to it too.
Yeah.
You know,
Rhonda will be there rocking the mic.
Whoop, whoop.
And video.
Woo. I'll make sure I put that extra wrinkle cream stuff on.
Yeah. I have to get a chin negotiator.
We just wear turtlenecks. Let's just rock the turtlenecks.
It'll make your chin look worse. God. All right.
Bye, guys. Have a great day.
Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to Midweek Jam with Rhonda and Jules. As always, if you guys need to get to hold of DA Rockstars, we have Facebook and Instagram, Jules Varney at Dental Assistants Rock, Instagram or the website, or Facebook. And find your tribe. Dental Assistants Worldwide Group is a safe, vetted place for dental assistants where we're connecting and sharing our stories and learning together as a tribe. At the end of the day, we only hope for you that you were a better version of yourself tomorrow than you are today. And that starts by finding your people who are motivated to do better and be better. But until next week, keep on suctioning.